sheikhs and the guides, and they're asking to be nothing and to enter the oceans of Allah's rahmah and mercy. And alhamdulillah, awliyaullah come into our lives and expand everything, expand the horizon, expand the understanding, expand the realities from Holy Qur'an, from Holy Hadith, from every aspect of our life. It begins an expansion in realities that far beyond the world of form, that to understand the world of light, to understand the world of energy, to understand the world of sound. Every aspect of reality is far greater than just the physical, and a teaching towards that reality to be uplifting. If what we are learning is only the physical, it has a limited benefit for the physical body. But there must be a food, there must be a reality that is affecting the soul, and that which you teach in regards to the soul is going to be an eternal dress on the body. They come into our lives and they teach us that from the ilm sharia, ilm tariqah, the ilm marifa, ilm haqiqah, ilm azimah, that in every knowledge there must be darajats of the knowledge, where most stay only on the outside. And we gave example many times from Mawlana Shaykh's teaching is that wudu, that many teach the sharia aspect of wudu, that you have to wash, how much of the water to use so that it's clean, then to wash yourself, how to wash yourself so that your hands, your arms, your face, your ears, your feet, your nose, your mouth, oh everything is covered and washed. And this is from only an introduction of ilm sharia. Ilm tariqah, ilm al-marifa, haqiqah wal-azimah begin to teach that why you have to wash, because you don't have the right to ask why. But as soon as you're patient in life and take a path towards realities, Allah will begin to expand the heart and the teachers begin to teach that that water has a reality within it, and that water has an angelic force within it. Because Allah described that, "My throne is upon that water." There's an echo. "My throne is upon that water" means they begin to teach that there's a marifa of that "my." For the people who know Arabic, because we don't know Arabic, but mim, alif. Everywhere you look must be La ilallah Muhammadun Rasulullah. Even in "my," mim and alif. And Allah describes, "My throne upon that water" means, oh, there must be a secret, a marifa of that water. One basic understanding is it's an angelic power, and because it's angelic, it's stable. If it was gas, it would be very difficult to work within life, but because of malaika, it's stable force and power. If you take one hydrogen away, that becomes explosive. That's the degree of its power. All our oceans are that potential danger. So when you want to know how Allah can bring an end to this dunya, He merely commands one of the hydrogen, rise, and all the water itself is explosive. But making it stable is the 2H. If 1H leaves, it's explosive. So then awliya come and teach us water is very powerful. And as soon as you leave the water for a certain amount of days, you see a green begin to form. That is the malaika, that is the angelic force that shows you that "my" brings life. Because the green and the mildew, it's a life force within that. So then they begin to teach. Now the understanding of wudu begins to elevate because you're taught the element in which you're washing. You're washing with a very powerful force, an angelic force. And all the difficulty that you acquire throughout the day, your body is like a bus. We have a body and we have a soul. As soon as we move in the world, every subtle energy can move through you. From microwave, television wave to all the different spiritual beings Allah created. They all move through the physicality. They all either occupy the physicality or pass through the physicality. And so what Prophet wanted for us was the perfection of energy, but didn't have to describe it, merely told the companions, they understood the reality and they taught the sharia aspect of it, that you wash. Then for deeper knowledge they went into the marifah of that. That when we're washing, there's an angelic force in that water, a life force within that water. As soon as we put it on, it begins to burn away all difficulty. Begin to wash away all fire and begin to dress you with an angelic light, a shield. And then they come into our lives and teach that as soon as you wash, washing your mouth, your face, your hands, your feet, washing all the private parts if you had used the restroom. As soon as you wash, come out and pray Salatul Wudu to seal yourself with your energy. Because as soon as you pray two rakah Salatul Wudu, that water and angelic force becomes a shield that protects you until the next wudu. Then they begin, because now you're going deeper into the marifah of wudu. Not just you just have to wash and that's it, there's a whole oceans of reality. That why are you washing with that? What power does that water have? Then they begin to teach. As you're washing the body, you should be understanding the washing of the internal reality. The importance of water and that your body is 70% water. So then the water within my being, how am I purifying that water? Then they go into the blood. That the body has 70% water if we want healing and we want to build our energy, we'll have to understand why we're washing. Dressing by these lights and these realities, as we're washing the inside, we have to be washing the as we're washing the outside. We have to be washing the inside. The water inside is the blood. So how you wash the blood? Prophet describes shaitan moves through the blood. That's why the fasting, that's why eating halal, drinking and breathing halal. It affects your breath, is going to from your lungs affect your blood. What you eat will go into your stomach and affect the blood. What you breathe will affect the blood. So then why only focusing on the outside washing and they don't teach the inside washing? The outside is the donkey that's going to be buried in the ground. You're not, nobody is taking their body to Allah. You're just making the body to be clean in dunya so that you can bring out the reality of your soul. But Ahl al-Haqqaiq, they come into our lives and begin to teach, elevate beyond the kindergarten understanding, that when you're washing the reality of that washing, but begin your internal washing. Begin to understand that your blood has to be cleansed. That when you begin to make du'a in your food and eating halal, your blood is now being washed. When you begin to be conscious of your breath and your breathing, don't put anything into your mouth that's going to contaminate your blood. Because as you're washing for the body, you wouldn't take a feces and put it on your head. So imagine whatever you put in your mouth and put in as a drink or food is going to affect the blood, then that blood going to go and hit the heart, what they call heart attack. It's attacking the heart. And قَلْبُ الْمُؤْمِنِ بَيْتُ اللَّهِ. So it's shaitan is attacking the house of Allah. Shaitan knows the system and knows that Allah is not going to be occupying the mind, Allah is going to occupy the heart. And he says, this Bani Adam, if he becomes powerful, he'll be like 1,000 men. It's enough for me to begin to attack him. I'll influence what he eats, I'll influence what he drinks, I'll influence what he breathes, and I'll bring him down by contaminating and poisoning his blood, and then he moves within that blood. Means they begin to teach in our lives, it's far greater than just washing and somebody describing how to put their fingers and their hands. That's only washing of the outside. The reality of that water, the reality of the water within, the reality of purifying all the organs, that when that blood is moving through the body, how the zikr and the breath is going to purify that blood. Because then you look at the physiology of breathing. Why is zikr so powerful? When they say that nafas ar-rahmah, why is nafas ar-rahmah? Because everything based on that breath. All mashayikh came and said that you have 24,000 secrets in one day, 24,000 pockets of life in one day. The quality of your life is from breath to breath. If Allah doesn't grant a breath, the person dies. So each one is a secret of life. So they make that breath in zikrullah, in remembrance, in a consciousness of Allah. Ya Rabbi, before I try to ask for everything else in this dunya that I want, I have to be grateful for this breath that you gave me, this reality that you gave me. Then you begin to see the breath that we're breathing is going to the lungs are producing the blood is shooting into the heart, and that is the house of Allah. So if you want the house of Allah within the heart, you have to sanctify and purify the breath. What you eat through the mouth is going to affect the stomach and the belly, and that again is going to affect the blood that enters into the heart. So then there is a wudu inside the being, inside the body that's going to affect the heart, and that is the wudu of the inner reality. And now that begins to affect the soul, and from the azimat they begin to teach that that breath and that air that you're breathing, it contains the elements of maya. Everything around us has from the secret of water, and within the secret of water is the zikr of Hu. And through the zikr of Hu, they're able to pull out the force of energy within everything. Every molecule that exists with its hamd, yusabbihu bihamdi, with the hamd that Allah gave that being, like you, whether it's yourself, your physicality, or your atom and molecules, the inner power within it, who's the bihamdi? It's the Hu. It's the zikr of the Hu within that element which is its power. So then they begin to teach. Then the wudu of the soul is zikr Hu. And all mashaykh, their zikrs, Allahu, Allahu. To bring the purity of the soul, that as you're beginning to breathe, that you wash the outside, you understood the power of water, the importance of how this water is an angelic fire that burns all badness. Qajal haq wa zahq al batil. The haq comes, the shaitans move, but they go inside. You didn't scare them, they went inside to hide. Then Prophet came and taught all of the realities of the eating that make the wudu inside, because now they're hiding inside. So then your consciousness of your breath, of what you eat and what you drink and what you put into your mouth, now is the wudu inside. That you are fiercely fighting all the energies inside where they can find no safety. They're burning inside and they're burning outside with your wudu, and they begin to leave. Then they begin to teach that as you begin to breathe and make your zikr, that is now the force of energy upon the soul. And bi zikrihu, you can pull from that energy all around us. And that zikr who is from ikhlas and sincerity. It's the only surah that Allah said, Qul, say who, forget the rest. Qul who, Qul who. Allah's qaf, qaful Qur'an and Majeed to the Lam, Nisan al-Haq. That Allah's azimat and order is upon that who. By imitating that who, you be dressed from that reality, blessed from that reality and granted a dress of ikhlas and sincerity. Means that is the reality of wudu. Not just how to wash your hands, and they make many different YouTubes on how to wash your fingers, your hands and your toes, but what's the reality of the water, what's the reality within us, what's the reality of the blood within us which is our water. How to combat the inside, the outside, and then the breath, and how to take all the energy that all around us and bring it into the breath and purify and sanctify the soul. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifoon, wa salaamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.